This is like coming back home for me, and it really is a walk down memory lane. You'll see the Matilda Dodge Wilson collection. They acquired that in 1969, and Mr. Ahe was so very, very proud of that. They started the Capuchin Super Celebration, raising money for the Capuchin Soup Kitchens in 1981, and the family has continued to do that. The Ahe piano becomes a permanent fixture, so that happened in 1984. When you come in, you see this beautiful grand piano. That's not just brought in for the holidays. That's here all the time, as are the refreshments that are, in fact, placed right behind me. There's something else the Ahes have that not many jewelry stores have anymore, and that is a watch service center, where they have a watch expert on staff all the time. Now, when you're selling the best watches in the world, Patek Philippe and Cartier and the others that they have, it makes sense to have a watchmaker, watch service center, but not every place does, but they do here. And Alex Ahe, a part of the third generation, heads the watch department along with his father, Peter, who thought he was going to get away with not being a part of these conversations because he's been running around. But we grabbed him and we had him sit down as well. Peter, congratulations as president of this great family business. You guys just continue. Your mom and dad were so proud of you anyway that they're even more proud of you and your children and soon their children for running this store.
Thank you, Paul. It's been a pleasure, and we're so blessed to have such wonderful clients all these years, like yourself.
Well, you earn those clients, and you earn the respect of the people at Patek Philippe, one of the finest, if not the finest, timepieces in the world. I'll do a little bragging on Peter, then I'll get to his son Alex, because there's plenty of bragging to go around here. But Peter is sent to Switzerland on a regular basis. They so highly regard his expertise and appreciate his expertise when it comes to these Patek Philippe timepieces that, you know, here's a guy, you could say, in little Detroit, Michigan area, Grosse Pointe specifically, and this worldwide conglomerate that creates these Patek Philippes depend on you, and you, for good reason, because you so believe in them and know them so well, you sell many more than many places around the world.
We do have a passion for them, Paul, because we do like the finest, whether it's our jewelry or our timepieces. And Patek Philippe was a perfect match for us. It's just a world-renowned brand that we feel very proud to offer to our clients here.
Your son following in dad's footsteps, not easy to do, well-versed in watches. Those watches, by the way, Alex Ahe, a part of the third generation, Peter's son, those fine watches have become extremely popular, haven't they?
They have. Excuse me. They have in the younger generation, starting at like 20 years old up to 80 years old, people are looking for these very hard watches to find because they are such rare pieces in the whole scheme of things. They make so few watches globally, and they have such high demand, and it's really growing awareness, and people are interested in these pieces.
You work with the younger crowd that comes in, but all the people who come in who are looking for a fine timepiece. You're only 33 years old, but you know all there is to know about Patek Philippe, and there are people who are truly collectors of those fine timepieces.
Yeah, certainly. So usually when one buys one of these, it's a special moment, and when people celebrate the next step or next bigger moment in their life, it's hard to celebrate with something else. And what happens is once you have a Patek Philippe, there it's hard to go anywhere else. They make truly the best watch, and we're fortunate enough to have a good relationship with them and with the clients, and we build relationships. And the watch is just part of that.
And it's a big deal to be the only Patek Philippe, or as you say, Patek Philippe, and we go round and round with the way we pronounce it. But in all of Michigan, this is it. And that's a very big deal. Now, you have other fine watches. The Cartier boutique here is beautiful. Those watches from Cartier are beautiful. Tag Heuer, Shinola, others. I think your dad taught me this. I said, is Cartier into watches just because they got that big name and they wanted to put their name on a watch? And didn't you tell me, Peter, that it was Cartier that came up with the first wristwatch?
Yes, it was, Paul, back in the early 1900s.
I had no idea. So it's way more than just putting the Cartier name on. They started the whole trend with taking that pocket watch out of the suit pocket and putting it on your wrist.
Correct.
And Alex Ahe, now part of the third generation, heads up the watch department. You have a watchmaker right next door in the little annex over here. And I know people will want to come in and see you, Alex, and I congratulate you. And I know, and I hope your dad tells you this. I'll tell you on his behalf how proud he is of you.
Thank you, both.
And, of course, Dr. Lisa is doing fine.
She is. Thank you, Paul.
Probably at work already?
Yes.
A busy family, this Ahe family, and we're happy to be here, feeling like a part of the family on their 75th anniversary of celebrating life's special moments, all right here on WJR.